Welcome to the worst week yet, the least informed podcast on the left. It's a podcast where every week we try to say goodbye and we choke. We try to walk away and we stumble, though we try to hide it. It's clear our week crumbles when we are not podcasting. I'm your host, Andrew Hillary, and I am joined by my good friend, Kennedy Cooper. Kennedy, how you doing?
You know, I was doing good, but now there's an FCC van outside my house and they're like, there's a guy with like a form that says copyright strike violation.
It's literally just Macy Gray in aviator sunglasses is outside your house right now.
Yeah, she's looking pissed, dude. And I don't know. I think she could take me in a fight pretty easy. So
here's the thing. I also do, but I'm confused as to why they are not at my house. They didn't have time to go to the East Coast. They were already stationed out west.
So. Yeah, she started in California and she was just like, fuck it, Kennedy's closer. She's coming to you next, she said, though. So
I'm not gonna lie, like there's a lot of things that I could witness and probably be okay with, but if I watched Macy Gray kick down your door and beat you to death over a Zoom screen, Kennedy, I don't think I'm coming back from that.
I think your life's over. Yeah, I think you're irrevocably changed after that.
Some scars don't heal. It would be a great story, but
one day, like 5 years later, you're like trying to do a stand-up bit about it, and you just have a mental breakdown on stage and have to be carted away to a facility. ready. I'm ready to heal and tell a joke about this, and then you just start bawling, and you're like, "Why, Macy Gray? What?"
It's good to be here, Kennedy. It's good. I'm glad you're here with me. Listeners, it's good to be back with yinz again. I want to actually say, like, we took last week off because somebody was having a little bit of a breakdown. I'm not pointing any fingers. Might be pointing thumbs. I don't know. I'm not going to say anything. But first and foremost, I just want to say thanks. Like, there's like a dozen people reached out to tell me how much not just that they love the show or like they, you know, enjoy hearing from us, but to just like talk to me and, you know, check in on me and see how I was doing. And, you know, we've never been a kind of show that has like a huge, huge like base of members to the point that it's like it all kind of gets lost in the wash. But like, you know, it means a lot that there are, you know, these few folks that are so dedicated that they asked me what the fuck was going on with me. And yeah, so I appreciate that. Thanks for reaching out. I'm doing bad, but I appreciate your words.
Yeah, same. By same.
Yeah, there's this thing that's been going on where we've been having like big life things happening to us, and then also big world things happening to all of us, and it has proven to like, you know, it's not impossible to do the show, but it is hard to do a good show. Whenever, you know, we're in the places that we've been, you know.
Yeah, we sort of loosely consider this a quote-unquote comedy, quote-unquote podcast.
The podcast is heavily implied.
The podcast part is extremely questionable sometimes. Sometimes, like, literally, Andrew and I are like talking about the news and we're both like in tears.
Yeah, well, I mean, not me, because I'm a big tough guy, Kennedy. I've never cried in my life.
I didn't mean to. Yeah.
No, I was cutting an onion while we were talking about the news, Kennedy.
Also, it was a really dusty, windy day.
Yeah.
We're cutting that onion outside.
I was cutting the onion on the porch during the Dust Bowl.
Your eyes are watering up because the onion, and then you turn your head, try to clear your eye a little bit, and the dust whooshes in.
And you know, I would have still been fine at that point. You know, between the onion and the dust, I was still holding it together. But then I went to wash my eyes out, and the water was actually hand sanitizer. Like, why was that coming out of my faucet? Thank you, Joe Biden, putting hand sanitizer in the faucet. You know.
So at that point, you're bawling your eyes out, but in a manly way, because it's all circumstantial.
Also, they weren't tears coming out of my eyes; those were bullets, because I've got 20 guns, and two of them are my eyes. all that to say, yeah, the show has been, you know, it's been getting more and more difficult to do, you know, and not that we, you know, I love doing it. Kennedy, I know you do as well.
I sure do.
And, you know, Deanna has, I don't know if she mentioned, I think she did say something about this, but Deanna's like starting her own business. She's starting up her own salon. I think it's called like Deanna Cuts Hair for Money, thesalon.com or something. I don't think that's actually right.
Reincarnated in another world as a salon owner. And my skills are maxed out, except for I have really bad ADHD.
Yeah, so Deanna has like, you know, Deanna was always the most careered out of the three of us, but now like Deanna's careered and big bossed. So Deanna is in the 1%. We can, no. We're sending Bernie Sanders to deal with Deanna. No, yeah, she's got a lot going on. So, you know, it was already difficult to coordinate three people's schedules, but that was whenever there was like one real job between the three of us. And yeah, so, you know, Deanna will be back.
I'm very busy lately too, which is a whole, I don't even want to get into my life.
But. Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm busier in the summer with the ice cream truck. You've got a lot going on. Deanna's got so much going on. So, you know,
do we have time to make podcasts? Yes. But do we have time to make depressing podcasts? Not always.
It's not that we, like I said, it's not that we couldn't have done a show last week. It's that if we did, it would have been really bad. Like,
like the worst show we've ever made, probably.
Like the weeks are supposed to be bad, not the performance of the hosts of the podcast. But yeah, so, you know, Deanna will be here at some point. I don't know. We still have to like kind of, you know, there's a lot involved with like setting up a business. Maybe once that is settled down a little bit more, we'll be able to coordinate better. But yeah. And then also,
probably so.
Also, fucking Gravy asked for a pay raise. I'm like, dude, what the fuck? You're a cat. You sleep during the whole show. And she was like, meow. So I don't know. I have to crush some worker dissent on my end. but we'll do that off pod.
So we're thinking about maybe changing things up a little around here, so that the show is a tiny bit more fun. There's plenty of places you can get the sad news from, and we're not saying that we'd never address any important world events again.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we're just thinking about, you know, can we make this show less dreadful to record some weeks when it just feels really demoralizing. And we have some ideas there, and it's not a big pivot, and we think you might like it. So we'll see how that goes. We're also thinking about maybe starting a new show. You know, it turns out that Andrew Hillary and I, turns out that we get along kind of good.
It's true. We've eaten a burger in the same car before.
We've eaten a burger in the same car. And you know what? It was a good burger.
It was really good. The car was fine. It reeked like cigarettes a little too much, but that's okay.
It did reek like cigarettes a little bit. But we did. We got some nice views, though.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Caught some nice views.
We had a great look of the city from a trailer park that I saw. The point is that, yeah, you know, and nothing's set in stone. We're still trying to figure this out. We have some ideas, and I think we do have some pretty good ideas, but we haven't really figured it out too much. So we're gonna be working on that. In the meantime, we're gonna do the worst week yet, for the foreseeable, I guess. But you know, we're gonna try and change things up a bit. As Kennedy said, we're going to try and put less emphasis on here's the 10 worst things that happened this week that give us no hope for a future or even for a present most weeks. We're going to try and slow a roll on that a little bit. So we're going to try and focus a little bit more, maybe not on silly stuff, but like, you know, there's like all kind of weird news out there, all kind of, you know, I think that a lot of our shows, a lot of our episodes, the most fun parts have been whenever we like talk about an animal that escaped a zoo. Like, that's way more fun than talking about Joe Biden. And don't get me wrong, I would vote for the animal over Joe Biden, but like, we don't need to always talk about all of that shit. We don't need to talk about 15 different stories about what's going on in Gaza. You know what? We can maybe find something else. And, you know, we're not going to ignore that. We're not going to stop talking about that, but you know, we're just going to try and make the show more fun, if that makes sense. Do you like fun, listeners? If you like fun, if you like pina coladas, I've lost my train of thought. But yeah, so we just wanted
to...
If
you like fun, stick your phone in a bowl of water.
After you listen to the show in its entirety. Make sure you do that first. We need them numbers, baby. Yeah, so... That's kind of where we're at. Just wanted to give you a little update. And, you know, again, truly, just thank you all for reaching out and saying kind stuff and, you know, making me feel like I'm not just yelling into the void. I'm yelling into 150 fucking weirdos on the internet. And you know what? That's not bad. I like internet weirdos. Thank you guys so much. Now, Kennedy.
Yeah.
It brings me no pleasure to inform you that cancel culture has struck once again.
Oh, that's how we're leading things? Okay.
It's true. You know, back in my day, you used to be able to go down to the store and buy 20 different things that would kill you on the spot. And these days, you can't do that anymore because people are too sensitive. People are soft. Mm.
People are kind of soft. Now
you know, I went into the gas station the other day. This is a bit of a tangent. I went into the gas station the other day, and I walked up to the counter. I was like, hey, man, how about you hook me up with some of that stuff with lead in it? I'm sick of this unleaded gasoline. And they were like, what? And I'm like, come on, man. I know you got some in the back. Let me get the leaded. And they said no. Because...
Wow.
Yeah. Because people have just gotten too soft. It's because, you know, honestly, I think it's because parents don't beat their kids enough. That's why they won't let us have lead in our gasoline. Mm-hmm. But anyways, as I said,
you going for a Twitter blue check there?
I can say that I was beat as a kid.
All right, you've got valor.
It's the one time I'm not stealing it. Yeah. So our first story this week, as I said, cancel culture knows no bounds. This week, Panera announced that they are bowing to the woke mob and they are discontinuing their death lemonade. And I think that's fucked up.
Yeah.
You know, don't let the
woke mob win.
You can legally buy a flamethrower in 48 states, but you're going to tell me I can't buy some fucking lemonade that'll make my heart explode? Fuck you, Panera.
Yeah. What the fuck?
I think that's fucking bullshit. And, you know, I don't know. I'm not mad, but I am disappointed. And also, I'm mad.
I'm not mad, but I'm mad as shit.
Yeah, so moving on, Kennedy, I believe you have a story coming out of Japan for us. Is that correct?
This is a pretty weird one, but it'll make sense as I get into it. Tokyo police this week arrested a relatively high-ranking Yakuza leader for stealing 25 Pokemon trading cards. Now, that's a bit of a clickbait title. This isn't the only thing he was arrested for, but it is significant to the case.
Wait, it was only 25 cards?
You know, Pokemon cards can be really valuable.
Fair, but I was thinking like a truckload or something. No, they got them on just a good set. I love it. The Al Capone of our day. It's not tax evasion, it's Pokemon cards.
Hang on, I'm just going to look up really quick now that you've dropped this call out on me. Okay, so
There better be a holographic Charizard in there. That's all I'm saying.
Hold on. This list starts at the bottom. I'm scrolling. This is great content. Okay. The 1998 Pikachu Holo Illustrator card sold for $6 million.
Whoa. Okay.
I don't think these cards were worth that much, but I'm just saying that, like, that's the upper limit here.
Yeah. Okay. See, I was thinking, you know, I've bought some in my day. I've played Magic the Gathering, and I bought some cards for a deck once that I should not have bought. They're like $40 each. And I was like, what am I doing here? But I need these cards for this deck. By the way, terrible at Magic the Gathering. I did not need those cards. I needed to get a different hobby. We're talking millions, maybe even hundreds of thousands for some of these cards. Okay, 25, I could see that. So, you know, just goes to show you, crime pays, but Pokemon is all about the rules. It doesn't go to show you that. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Reminiscing about when we both used to play Magic the Gathering and not do anything.
I'm going to just give you this one little tidbit that won't surprise you, Kennedy. My deck was a cat deck.
Oh, shit. No wonder you suck. So this 39-year-old Yakuza leader who was... again, relatively high-level leader, as I understand it. He was apprehended for an involvement in a petty theft of some different kinds of stolen merchandise, including these Pokemon cards. Mm. It's just one of those things where they caught him, and then it was like once they had him, it was like they, you know, they're now trying to like prove his connections to bigger stuff and things like that.
Like how whenever they finally caught Osama bin Laden, they didn't actually sentence him for doing the 9/11 attacks. They sentenced him for having pirated movies on his computer.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, George Bush couldn't get his ass, but Disney sure did. apparently, okay, so this might sound kind of pathetic, right? And here's the thing is that... there's a couple of reasons why this happened. First of all, apparently the Yakuza is not doing good.
Mm.
Kind of like a dying institution.
Well,
like,
it's the declining birth rates, as Elon Musk says, you know?
Yeah, but it's like not only are there like not enough young people in Japan, so like they have the normal aging problem as everybody else, but also like they're struggling to recruit young members who basically don't see it as like a good enough deal.
Mm.
The joining the Yakuza is like pretty harsh as far as like crime syndicates go.
So it's not like people surround you and force you to yell out names of cereals while they slap you.
No.
Mm. So yeah. It goes, in level of difficulty, it goes number one, Yakuza, number two, Proud Boys.
If it's a two-item list that only includes those two things, yes. So
there are only two, Kennedy. Never
there's
mind.
Only two criminal syndicates in the world: Yakuza and the Proud Boys. That's it.
whenever we said we didn't want the show to be bad, we meant not funny, not good. Okay.
The Yakuza is aging out. A lot of Yakuza members are past 50, like way too many of them. It's a problem. So, they're just not doing that good. Also, Pokemon cards have been a rising theft item because they're easy to steal and they can be high value. In this case, I think maybe the Yakuza member was assuming they might be higher value than they were based on the sounds of the article. But, you know, I guess that's a thing.
Did he steal them from a person, or was this like a Pokemon card heist situation from a business?
I think it was... it's not really clear.
Go figure. I don't know. It just goes to show you, you mess with the Pikachu, you get the Thunderbolt. Boom!
Yeah, once again, Disney, you know, you can fuck with the law, but you fuck with Disney or Nintendo, You're done.
Days you're numbered.
Done.
Hell yeah. All right. Let's move on. Our next story, I do just want to briefly touch on the Met Gala happened this week, which, you know, this thing has always kind of felt weird every year whenever it happens because it's like such a glitzy fucking party that's just like kind of a fundraiser for a museum that already has hundreds of millions of dollars. But this year or every year, there's like, you know, tons and tons of photos. People have these like intricate fashion choices and, you know, these crazy get-ups and whatnot. What I wanted to point out is that this year I saw like, you know, I don't go out looking for this stuff, but I saw a bunch of them shared. I always see a bunch of them shared just on my feed or whatever.
Sure. Yeah, yeah. It's all over. It's annoying.
This year, I saw about half a dozen pictures of celebrities in these very intricate dresses that I did not know at the time were AI generated. Somebody, or I guess multiple people probably, got the bright idea that's like, oh, what if we created dresses that are so intricate they are not physically possible? And like, I don't know enough about dresses, so I just kind of like scrolled, passively scrolled past this stuff. I didn't like stop to look at it. But yeah, there was like a picture of Katy Perry wearing a dress that is like physically impossible to exist or something. There was a picture of Rihanna in this really intricate dress, but like Rihanna wasn't even at the Met Gala or something like that. And yeah, again, like, you know, we talk about it a lot, but like there is, as of yet, there really is like no like great use case for AI to exist. The only thing that people seem to be using it for is to like try and pass off fake shit. And they're getting, they're getting better at doing that because again, I didn't like care about this enough to scrutinize the images, but yeah, like if you look at it, it's like, oh, that you could, that's like not dimensionally possible. Like,
here's what's fucked up about all this, okay? We knew that they were going to try to use AI to replace, you know, artists, writers, entertainers of various kinds, actors, voice actors, etc. We knew that they were planning to do that, okay? But now we're finding out that what AI is really good at in the modern era is lying, which means they're going to put us podcasters out of work. Okay? That's fucked up. All right?
They're taking food off of our plates, Kennedy. I bet a podcast.
Those are lies that could have been told by me. I spread disinformation on the internet for fun. But I can craft my disinformation.
You got that artisanal, right? Artisanal disinformation.
cottage industry.
That's American made. You got to pay higher premiums for American made disinformation.
Yeah. You want your disinformation to come from overseas, or you want it to come from a proud American who loves?
I like my disinformation to have freedom and a gun.
I trailed off there because I was going to try to do some kind of bit, but then after I said proud American, my brain just kind of fizzled out because it's like,
we don't do bits. That's,
man,
the
that
other,
ain't true.
That's the other thing, Kennedy, as with the, you know, the new format of the show or what have you, we're not doing bits anymore. This is all real. This is all our,
what the fuck are you talking about?
I don't know anymore. Yeah,
this
so,
is reality television. This is Andrew and I documenting our own mental breakdowns.
So I don't know. Hide your kids. Hide your wives. AI dresses are gonna. Okay, let's move on. Let's move on here. Our next story is, oh, this is a bit personal to us. Our next story is actually about a friend of the Worst Week Yet, a friend of the show. That would be none other than George Santos. Kennedy, what's going on with our boy George?
Well, you know, boy is a term that might be a little loaded in this context.
Fair enough.
This week, George Santos took to Twitter with an exciting announcement.
Ooh.
I want to read some of this tweet, not the whole thing, because it's got some like at people. And
okay, yeah. We don't need all that
blah,
shit.
Blah. You know, you don't need all the promotional parts. But I just want to read one line of this tweet in particular from George Santos. I've decided to bring Katara out of the closet after 18 years.
18 years.
So George Santos made the announcement that he is now, you know, you remember a while back we reported on George Santos making cameo videos.
Uh-huh.
Well, now you can request cameo videos from Katara Ravesh, George Santos's drag persona that was so famously paraded around in the news a few news cycles back. He is leaning all the way in.
If you can't beat him, join him, you know?
I don't know exactly what to make of this move, but it is amazing.
What's folks, the going rate for a video from Katara?
It's $350 for a Katara Ravesh video. So, folks, we want to make an impassioned plea.
Yeah, this feels like a proper time to let you, the listeners, know that we have a Patreon. It's at patreon.com/worstweekyet. You can sign up to get bonus episodes. Kennedy and I just dropped one this week about a fucking dog shit movie called Mermaid Down.
Crazy ass fucking movie.
It was a struggle. It was.
I'm still kind of upset about it when I think about it.
Yeah, so you can sign up for as little as $2.50 a month to get access to that stuff. If you sign up giving $10 a month, we thank you personally. So just a quick shout out to Chauncey Yonders, Terminally Online Leftist, Zap Actions, Downer, Mega Force Base, Nandy Angelus, Old Hobgoblin, Dragula 206, AJ from Baltimore, The Man in the West, Optimus Crime, Pablo, Hummus, Goblin Mode, Andrea Humphrey, Fuck Like My Dad, Josh Troopin, Why Not We Pay More for OnlyFans, Brienne, Nick Adams, Parentheses, Alpha Male, Index, and CIA Brain Bugs. yes, patreon.com/worstweekyet. Now, if we can, I think we would have to about double the number of patrons we have, but if we can get up to making $300 a month on Patreon, we will instantly spend all of it to get a fucking cameo from George Santos.
Yeah, $350. $350.
Okay.
That's the target. If we get even close, we'll probably just go for it, but let's try to get there.
We're at about 200 a month now. So actually we're not that far off. So yeah, folks, call your friends, call your wife, steal a stranger's credit card and subscribe.
Sign your dog up.
Sign your dog up. There's literally nothing in the rule book that says a dog can't support a podcast.
It's completely legal, I think. Here's the thing also that I want to say while we're on this subject. Okay. I know that we're talking about changes to the format, maybe some other kinds of content coming out. No matter what, our patrons are going to be well taken care of. Okay, we've already got plans so mm-hmm. that some of these changes won't be disruptive at all. And even last week when we were far too down in the dumps to talk about the news, we managed to struggle through a horrifying and kind of traumatic movie and talk about that instead. So, you know, we're not going to let our patrons down, okay?
Yeah. Oh, and The Boys is coming back for season 3 or 4 or something. And
4, yeah.
Kennedy and I, we've been boys pilled over there, so, you know, we'll be probably doing some of that over the summer. I'm actually pretty fucking stoked for it. Yeah. It'll be interesting to see where they take it. But yeah, you know, support us if you want, if you can. And we promise that if we get just relatively a little bit more money, we will blow it all.
Yeah. If we get enough money 1 month to get a Katara Fish cameo, and we'll make sure that not only does the video version of it come out on our socials, but we'll make sure that the audio is also exciting and is a part of the show in some fashion. In fact, maybe Katara, this will be like the new intro to our show, or maybe the intro to a new show, but it would be Katara Ravesh introducing the show.
Do you think we could get Katara Ravesh to say never forget?
Oh my God. Yeah. He could say, you're listening to the worst week yet. Never forget.
Never forget to like and subscribe. Hell yeah. So thank you for bearing with us here, folks. Like I said, lots of changes, lots going on. But we do have our next story. This is exciting. Our next story is about the portal. Kennedy,
portal?
Kennedy, what's going on with that portal?
So there's like an art thing. I guess it's
disgusting. I fucking hate art.
You know, this is one of those things that kind of falls into like a nebulous category of like kind of performance-ish art, but it's kind of cool in this case, I think, overall. Although it's starting to lead to some unexpected consequences.
Yeah.
The portal connects New York City and Dublin, Ireland.
Dublin.
with a real-time video portal, where you can just walk up to it and interact with strangers in the other city. And this is kind of an impressive feat of technology to some extent, because it has very little latency. Like, you know, obviously this technology has gotten a lot better, but still there's some technically impressive aspects of this that, like, there's really no major lag or delay in communication. And so, you know, interesting things are coming out of that because people are able to communicate clearly.
Yeah, like, it's even just a couple microseconds will make something go from looking like a mirror to looking like something you're watching on a screen. So, yeah, I mean, even if it's not 100% perfect, if it is even, like, kind of close, that's pretty impressive. Like, that's really cool. So, well, Kennedy, what have people been using the portal for?
People been using that portal to get horned up, motherfucker.
Hell yeah.
There's been nothing like extraordinarily lewd that I know of yet, but I have read a couple articles about people getting flirtatious through the portal. There have been videos and pictures shared on social media where people seem to be exchanging numbers through the portal.
There's no sound, right? It's just video.
Well,
I mean, if they were like holding up something that had a phone number on it, then that would have to be, I would assume. I don't know. That is, yeah. Look, folks, we are, you know, things are changing at the show. One of the things that will not change is us having answers to pretty simple questions about the stories we're talking about. Yeah.
I don't think there's audio, but now that I think about it, I'm like, am I 100% sure of that? I'm pretty sure it's just video.
Yeah. The only thing I saw about this is went up to the portal in Dublin and saw that there was people sitting in New York watching. And so they held up an image of the Twin Towers on 9/11. The Irish fucking rule.
We love that. Yeah. We love that.
Just in case somebody never forgot, you know, like they were just.
I didn't know we had listeners in Dublin.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. So thank you to all of our Dublin listeners. That was kind of Australian.
If that person is not a Dublin listener or a listener in general, I mean, I don't know why I phrase it like that. That person is not a listener. Somebody find them and sign them up to the Patreon. Help us get Katara Ravesh.
Hell yeah. Kennedy, our next story, and I do want to move on. You know, we could talk about the portal all day. Our next story.
I just think it's funny that somebody put this portal up and people were immediately like, can I fuck using the portal?
Look, there are a few things that are going to be the first things that happen when humans are given any tool. One of them is horny. The other is racist. So, like, at least it went that route. Although I'm sure there's plenty of people being racist through it, too. But I'm glad that they were at least doing a little bit of the horny. Speaking of doing a little bit of the horny, ooh, look at that transition. Kennedy, our next story. There's a Catholic priest in England that has found himself in a bit of trouble. Now I know what you're thinking. This guy didn't actually fuck any kids. That's not why he's in trouble. So, you know, could have been worse, but doesn't mean it was good. He's in trouble because he was giving his Good Friday sermon And at the point where he was talking about Jesus being crucified, for some reason, this priest like went into detail about, and after the nails were placed in his hands, all the blood rushed to his lower body, which caused Jesus to get an erection. He is risen. What better salvation than a boner, Kennedy? Come on now.
Wow. He is risen indeed. Many questions come to mind. First of all, why?
Now, me personally, Kennedy, I have never been crucified physically. You know, they've tried to crucify me on the internet, but I wouldn't let them because I'm not scared. But anyways, I've never had nails through my hands. I actually don't think one would get a boner after that. I don't think that that's what I don't think that's what happens. Also, didn't they put nails through Jesus's feet too, or was it just his hands? I do not know anything about.
They put one right through his dong. I'm sorry to say.
If you get a boner and there's a nail in your dick, it actually pops the nail out of the wood and you're all good.
Yeah.
I don't think if you're bleeding, you get a boner. Because, like, even if the blood that's in your body is rushing to the lower half, which that doesn't make sense either, really, you're losing blood. So you have less blood than you did to begin with. So, like, I don't know how much blood you have to lose before you can't get a boner. Actually, really don't understand how boners work, like, the more I think about it. But I don't think that this... I don't think this priest was right. I don't think Jesus died with a boner for our sins. God, if I'm wrong, feel free to prove it.
I think Jesus did not die with a boner because, you know, how could he have a boner if he was to rise again 3 days later? I don't know.
Listeners, you do the work. Yeah, so that's that. Praise be. Our next story here, Kennedy, you've brought us a story about Hertz rental car, which may be my favorite. It's a tough competition. This might be my favorite rental car story we've ever done. Why don't you tell us what's going on here?
We've covered a few interesting rental car stories, but yeah, this one's special. Hertz charged a guy. So this guy rents a Tesla Model 3.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you rent a car, there's a skip the pump and save time option where they charge you a tiny bit more, but it's like a fee that you know up front rather than like a mystery fee.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you know, because a lot of times if you return a rental car and you haven't refilled it with gas, they'll be like, oh, we're charging you like $125 a gallon for, you know, the missing gas or whatever.
Yeah.
And that sucks. So, you know, what some rental car companies do is they offer an option where it's like, okay, you could be like, listen, I don't want to fill up the car, but don't fuck me. and you just agree to pay like $35 or $50 or something up front.
To avoid the, you know, charge me at your will kind of price.
Right. So this guy, I want to specify that not only had this guy rented an electric car, but he had paid the extra fee for the I don't want to fill up the car thing.
A fee that I would argue should not even be there because electric cars, one of the best things about them is they don't use gas.
Yeah.
It's one of like the defining features.
Recharging them is relatively easy, not necessarily for like a consumer, but if you're a corporation, you could put an electric charger at your rental car facility easily.
Yeah.
So he brings back this car and so he should have been charged a $35 fee. And instead, they charged him a $277 fee for not filling the car up.
They charged for not charging the car, or is it actually say for not filling up the gas tank?
It said gas, I think, on the guy's thing. From what I'm reading here. Also, like, the $277 is outrageous on every level because, like, that's more than 46 gallons in LA. Like if you filled up like the biggest SUV right now in LA, you would not pay that much. at the most expensive, like a gas station by the airport or something.
Well, so, you know, maybe hear me out. Maybe Hertz rental car they don't actually plug their Teslas into an outlet. Maybe they have extremely inefficient gas power generators. Maybe it took them 46 gallons of gas to create the electricity to charge that Tesla. Kennedy, what I don't understand is, like, why are you not willing to give this multi-billion dollar corporation the benefit of the doubt?
Great question.
It is a great question. They should hire me. Hertz, are you listening?
So, once they initially refused to back down on this.
As they should, as is their right.
But once the story hit the news, they decided that they wanted to reach out to him and make it right. But he at the moment has still basically indicated that his stance is he won't be renting from them again.
Poor one out for Hertz. Love Hertz, doesn't it? Okay, I'm done. Pikachu. Yeah, well, that's insane. And you know what? I'm glad that taking a social media actually sorted it out. Cause I do see every once in a while, I'll see somebody complaining about a company and I'm like, that's atrocious. And then the company just doesn't do anything and they stay a multi-billion dollar corporation. Cause you know, they can't, once you get to that, be that big of a company, you can't have the attitude of fuck the customers and you probably won't suffer that much from it.
Yeah.
Great world we live in. Kennedy, I have a story that I'm actually very excited to share with you. This week, it was discovered that a grocery store in Michigan had a woman living inside of it for over a year.
What?
This Michigan lady in her mid-30s went into a Family Fair supermarket in 2023 and never left. She apparently found like a little area on the roof where she like set up just like a little shack, and they didn't even notice it until like a construction crew was up there for some reason and found it. So she had a desk, a computer, a printer, a coffee maker, and like a little makeshift kitchen. And she even had a house plant inside of her like little shack on the roof of the supermarket.
Can you imagine being those construction workers and just being like, what the fuck?
And then whenever they found her, like every employee at the supermarket was like, oh, that lady, we see her all the time. Oh.
She shops here every day.
But I guess this is like an unhoused woman or something, so you know, I don't want to make too much light of it, but I do like the fact that
it's funny because of the absurdity, but it is also sad that people are finding themselves in these situations and that she may face some kind of, you know, fucked up consequence, quote unquote consequences or something, you know.
The story does say that this woman is employed and has turned down housing assistance in the past. So like, you know, this isn't like, maybe this isn't somebody that's at like, you know, the end of a rope. Maybe this is somebody that's like, I'm gonna see if I can pull this off, and then just went for it and did it for a year. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, every now and again, you read those posts on Reddit where the crazy people will be like, I lived in a national park for a year just because.
Maybe this lady was just training to be in a Mr. Beast video.
Last person to leave this supermarket's roof gets $1 million.
What a world. I don't know. Shop smart. Shop as smart. Kennedy, you've got a story. You've got a sad one for us coming out of a zoo somewhere. So, you know, let's just, there's no good way to get into this. Let's just rip the Band-Aid off.
This is our saddest story of the week, possibly.
So why don't you tell us what's going on?
It's not to cover anything sadder than this. In Thailand, a monkey at a zoo dubbed Godzilla has died.
Oh, poor.
Godzilla was the world's fattest monkey. And he was a beloved attraction. He did, in fact, sadly, eat himself to death.
We've all been there before.
And this is after they had tried a number of measures to help putting him on a nutritious diet.
Oh, my God. Wait, he didn't purposefully eat himself to death. There, his fans at the zoo were just throwing junk food at him. Like, it was, he did not choose this death. It was the fans. They suffocated him under the weight of his own. Look, monkeys don't have great self-control. Okay. Then I looked this up just to see a picture of this fat little fucker. First of all, he is, he is a chunky monkey, and I do not use those words lightly.
He's a big fella.
Second of all, it's because people kept throwing junk food into his enclosure. That's not fair.
Many things have been tried.
No. Look, we as a society have failed this monkey. There are several pictures.
We failed the monkey. That is the moral of this story, is that we as a society failed this monkey. People were like, oh, look at the fat monkey. Let me throw him a piece of candy. It's like, no. Put that monkey on a treadmill.
The people,
give him granola.
The people who worked at his fucking zoo kept putting him into t-shirts that were too tight to laugh at him. Look, it should have been us, not the monkey.
Godzilla, you were too good for this world.
This world was not good enough for Godzilla. Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. This is so sad. But why would you make a sad story and put a picture of a monkey's shirts too tight in it? Come on, man. Come on, man.
They're like, I know every story about this. They're like, look at how goofy this monkey looked. It's like he's dead. Like, why are you doing this?
Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. So, Kennedy, as I said, you know, the news going on in the world, we do have to talk about this a bit. And, you know, I just want to discuss, you know, there's some really good news coming out of Gaza this week. You know, after 7 months of just horrific fighting and genocide and people dying needless deaths over and over again, this week, Hamas finally agreed to a ceasefire deal that was brokered by Qatar and Egypt, but, you know, with the authorization of the United States, of the CIA, Hamas accepted the terms for the ceasefire. And then Israel was like, nah, fuck that. So I guess you couldn't call it good news. Hamas, and people are saying that it was disingenuous of Hamas to accept this. They were like, oh, they didn't mean it. They were just saying, yeah, to prove that Israel's the bad guy. And it's like, but wait, that means that Israel did prove that they're the bad guy. Like, even if Hamas did this to, like, as a farce, Israel still was like, okay, so we have to be the bad guy now. Like, it is crazy the lengths that people will go to. Like,
this is a painful situation at this point.
I do also
Biden did though at least say that he might maybe think about telling Benjamin Netanyahu to cut that shit out.
I want to talk about that too, because Joe Biden came out, or no, it wasn't him that said it directly, but there was a report that the Biden administration was halting shipments of specifically of the 2,000-pound like super high-tech guided missiles that we've been sending. We're going to pause one shipment of those. And so, like, the reactions to this news across the board were fucking insane. First of all, the I think the State Department head or maybe the Department of Defense, one of those talking head guys, one of them came out and was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. It's not like we're not like stopping sending stuff. It's just like a little bit of a pause. That's all. So there's that. You know, Biden's own guy undermining what he said. Then the Republican response was like, oh, so Joe Biden is Hamas now. And then Israel's response was like, okay, if you won't give us the guided missiles, we'll just use the unguided missiles and we'll kill even more innocent civilians.
That was especially wow.
Like, you really just said that, didn't you?
You're just gonna say that.
Biden also at some point this week, like, has been acknowledging, or this may be over the past couple weeks, acknowledging that invading Rafah was like the red line, that Israel, we cannot allow Israel to invade Rafah because, you know, there's a million or so Palestinians just in this tiny little fucking city. And, you know, any kind of ground invasion would just be a fucking slaughter. So Biden had like kind of drawn that red line. And then this week, Israel invaded Rafah. No word yet on what happens when you cross the red line. I guess maybe nothing, or next to nothing, you know. If I was Joe Biden, I would have maybe paused the unguided missiles first. But again, you know, Israel uses the guided missiles to do war crimes anyway. So what difference does it make, really?
Yeah,
fuck all that shit. Let's move on. Just can't let it a week go by where we're not saying that, again, Joe Biden is doing is complicit and funding a genocide. So, yeah, great. Love it. Let's talk about, though, Kennedy, you know what? Let's talk about an unexpected bright spot. You know, I wouldn't go as far as to say a hero, but, you know, somebody with bravery that has been truly just unmatched by pretty much anyone of his status or any of his peers, just blows them out of the water. And somehow, I am talking about Macklemore. You know,
what?
If you would have told me 6 months ago that half a year would go by and the only like really, really notable fucking person out of the entire music industry to make a banger song about the situation in Gaza would be the fucking thrift shop guy, I wouldn't have fucking believed you. I would have been like, nah, I don't know, dude. Green Day is going to say something, right? Like, nope. It's just Macklemore. Macklemore standing alone. And I don't want to discredit. I know that there have been some other, I have seen a few different, like hip hop artists that have had stuff about this. So, you know, I don't want to like say that nobody is doing it, but certainly nobody that it has like the name recognition of Macklemore. Like, yeah. Fucking. DJ Khaled is Palestinian, has not said a fucking word yet. What's up with that, dude? Another one.
Yeah.
But the song, it's like, here's the thing. I don't know enough about hip hop to say like whether it is good relative to other songs in that genre. But just like listening to it, like it sounded pretty good. And like he said, fuck Joe Biden, I'm not voting for you. That's going hard. Like, even all the celebrities that have been like said something about Gaza that are like relative to other celebrities, like doing a better job, like they're being like diplomatic and cautious about it. Macklemore's like whole chest, fuck the president. He's not getting my vote. That's just sick.
Yeah. As somebody who does listen to rap pretty regularly and has for a long time since I was young, I thought it was all right, and I don't think all of his songs are good.
No.
And I mean, even in the context of, I mean, people who remember things will remember, his song about, gay rights, which wasn't all bad, but was a little cringe. He seems to have learned some lessons from that experience, I think.
Yeah,
like kind of trying to tackle a political issue, but not necessarily thinking about it hard enough.
Yeah, being maybe on the right side of things, but not really knowing enough to like have a well thought out point. It's like you're not a bad person for doing that, but it's like, yeah, you're not really getting the message where it needs to be. But this time he did not fuck around.
Yeah, and I've seen a lot of positive response to it from a lot of people in Palestine and things like that as well.
I've also seen that, you know, with as much as people say that TikTok is trying to control, you know, is a foreign government trying to control us through our technology, YouTube and Facebook age-restricted Macklemore's videos so that it would limit its reach. And it's like, oh, so it's cool whenever... American-owned companies censor messages of our artists. Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. Yeah, I mean, we all already know. At least you and I already know that the whole...
Well, you know, you got to vote for Joe Biden to prevent this sort of thing from happening.
Can you imagine how much worse it would be if Donald Trump was telling YouTube to not let oppositional messages be played on their site? Can you imagine if that was Donald Trump doing the thing Joe Biden's doing? And, you know, to wrap up, Kennedy, we actually, you know... When we say, can you imagine if it was Donald Trump doing the things Joe Biden's doing, we're being a bit dismissive because there is actually a third option. There's, you That's know, it's right. not, this is not a choice between two old, fucked up, mentally handicapped men. It's actually a choice between three old, fucked up, mentally handicapped men.
You're so right. You're so correct.
Somebody had a tweet that was like, it's so wild that if I said the presidential candidate that with the who's very old and is mentally impaired, that wouldn't narrow it down at all. So in our third seat, Robert F. Kennedy, Robert fucking Kennedy Jr., dude.
Robert fucking Kennedy, dude.
A story came out this week.
This man, he's dangerous and deranged and a nut job. And it would be very bad for him to hold power. But he might be the new king of Twitter after this week, but we'll get there. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So a little bit of background information. If you don't know, Robert F. Kennedy, he was born, well, before he was born, his parents fucked, no condom, and his mom got pregnant, and that's where he came from. That's where babies come from. Babies come from cum. Flash forward to today.
Thank you for that.
Flash forward to today.
Honestly, I've been really confused on this point. So.
Yeah, that's actually all the backstory. That's all you need to know.
Back to reality. Oh, a worm ate his brain. So his parents fucked. Flash forward.
Yeah. A worm ate his brain.
He came out this week. He said, a worm ate part of his brain and then died inside his head. This was a headline that came out. This was a statement that he made of his own free will.
Nobody forced him to say this. I don't think anybody asked him if, like, hey, Robert F. Kennedy, I heard you're running for president. By chance, have you ever had a worm eat some of your brain? I don't think anybody asked him that. I think he just came up and was like, freeze frame, record scratch. You want to know how I got here?
Apparently, there were concerns that he had a brain tumor, which is something that other people in the Kennedy family have had.
Yeah, like John F. Kennedy, former president JFK, that a lot of people don't know what happened in April 1963 in Dallas. He actually, his tumor just popped.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Lee Harvey Oswald was attempting to do surgery.
Was a cancer doctor.
Life-saving yeah.
Look, his head went back into the left. He was supposed to stay still. If he would have stayed still, would have just popped the tumor right out. It's really on him.
But then Mr. Kennedy testified that a doctor had told him the dark spot on the scans was caused by a worm that got into my brain and ate a portion of it and then died.
This has been said in like 100 tweets and on countless other podcasts, but I do not care. It's so funny. Kennedy, like, can you imagine telling somebody that you had a worm eating your brain and it starved to death?
He also said in his 2012 deposition that he suffered from mercury poisoning that has caused neurological issues. And I want to read this quote. "I have cognitive problems, clearly," he said at the time. "I have short-term memory loss and I have longer-term memory loss that affects me."
Again, does not set him apart from either of the other two presidential candidates.
The only thing that sets him apart is that he's saying it out loud.
Fair.
Joe Biden gets mad when you ask him.
"Listen here, Jack. If that is your name, I can't remember. How dare you insinuate that I forget stuff?"
So a lot of questions were raised by this. Is this real? what does this mean?
Now, I've heard a few people talk about this that at least like seem to have consulted actual like physicians and would have more information than either you or I, just guessing. But from what I can tell, this dude's the worm in his brain was likely just a parasite, and it was not in any way, shape, or form actually eating his brain. It was just, it ended up there in his bloodstream or whatever. Like, they were like, if you get a worm that is actually eating your brain, you die.
Yeah, it's not great to have this in your brain, but it's also not like it actually ate his brain.
Yeah.
So it turns out that a lot of us have parasitic worms in us. Most of us not in our brain.
I've got a parasitic worm in my heart, Kennedy.
You got a parasitic worm in your pants, buddy.
Hey! That is one of the meanest things that anybody said to me on this podcast, and honestly, the fact that it wasn't Deanna is shocking to me.
You set yourself up for it! But,
would you still love me if my dick was a parasitic worm?
You still love me if I was a worm, but specifically the parasitic worm in RF Kennedy Jr.'s brain. So, if pork or chicken or certain things aren't handled properly, they can, pork in particular is a big one, but I was also reading chicken can, I think, carry these two type of parasites. You can get these parasitic worms inside you. They can end up in different places in your body. It's not a good thing. Sometimes the consequences can be pretty severe. Other times, not so much. It varies a lot. But every now and again, people get them in their brain. It happens about probably more than you'd think, but like less than you should worry about too much. But it's like you can get a brain infection from this, and it does happen to like hundreds to low thousands of people every year.
Yeah. So. Here's some early warning signs. If you find yourself waking up in the morning and craving dirt, you may have a brain worm.
So I just want to say that this can cause seizures, headaches, blindness, blurred vision, dizziness, psychosis, or memory loss.
Kennedy, I think I might have a brain worm. Hold on a second. I was sitting around here the whole time being like, well, I don't want to eat any dirt, so I'm fine. But after what you've just described.
But I just want to say, a president that's just admitted he has a condition that can cause psychosis. Well, presidential candidate, rather, but wow, that's something.
I do also want to say another part, you know, some people have came out to defend RFK this week. You know, he's catching a lot of heat for this, but, you know, he's not all alone. And he got, I would argue maybe his biggest endorsement yet of this political campaign this week. Kevin Spacey came out and endorsed the shit out of Robert F. Kennedy. And like, here's the thing, Kevin Spacey didn't just come out and say, like, I think he's the best man for the job or anything. He specifically was like, you know, when I was at my lowest going through all my cancel culture, a lot of my friends abandoned me, but Robert was always there for me. Yeah, so, you know,
Wow, that's ringing endorsement.
Also, hasn't he, like, admitted to, like, being friends with Jeffrey Epstein and shit? God damn, this guy's a fucking mess.
Even if he's not a pedophile, he's a fucking creep-ass freak at a minimum to hang out with people like that.
Here's the thing. I think RFK would definitely be a worse president than Biden. Probably be at least as bad as Trump. Like, you know, I'm kind of 50-50 on that. Like, it could go either way.
But maybe about the same.
I will say, out of the three of them, Robert F. Kennedy might be the president that we deserve the most. Like,
I will say, you know, there have been signs that RFK does have some kind of serious mental things going on. Fox News reported on RFK Jr.'s extreme politics over the years this week. I'm reading, these are direct quotes from Fox News television. These are things that they had on the screen. And I think you're going to find some of them shocking. First Ooh. Of all, so this segment was titled RFK Jr.'s Extremism Exposed.
Ooh.
Okay. He supports raising minimum wage to $15 an hour.
So he's a communist.
He supports labor unions.
So he's a socialist.
He supports raising taxes.
So he's a nationalist.
Get ready to be really freaked out. He endorsed Al Gore in 2000.
So he is the demon Azrael.
Real political extremism. right there. Now, this is funny, not because RFK Jr. is actually a good guy that believes in good things, but because he said lots of terrible things, crazy, deranged, unwell things. And, you know, they chose to focus on this. I also want to say that it was interesting that they focused on this when, I don't know, there's this whole brainworms thing. It's funny in some ways, but there's a dark side of it because he does have like a creepy history with his divorces and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this guy is shady.
Oh, yeah.
And the brainworm may not be a positive contributing factor to like how he treats women or things like that. I know we're laughing a bit, but I don't want to completely downplay that. Like, again, as I said at the start of this segment, this guy is dangerous, and like having him hold power would be really bad.
Yeah, yeah.
But again, saying, "Oh, the presidential candidate's a dangerous misogynist," well, that doesn't narrow it down, does it? Great. I want to leave us, though, with one thing that I'm sure will make everyone smile, which is, you know, Donald Trump's posting has declined.
Yeah.
We all recognize this. He still gets some bangers in. But peak Donald Trump posting of the 2016 election cycle, we're not getting that. It's a little bit more weird, rambling.
He's so mad.
he's so mad all the time. He's just ranting and ranting, and a lot of it's not that funny or even interesting. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., through this brainworms thing, is emerging as a dark horse contender for best tweets of the current presidential election. Allow me to read you a tweet, and then I'll read the follow-up, both from Robert Kennedy Jr.
Robert Kennedy Jr.
on Twitter. I offer to eat 5 more brain worms and still beat President Trump and President Biden in a debate. Follow-up tweet. I feel confident of the result, even with a 6-worm handicap. Now, this is one of the most incredible tweets ever penned, obviously.
A 6-worm handicap. Holy shit. I saw the first one. I didn't see the second one.
However, I do want to say this. I don't want to undermine your point too much, Robert, but I just want to say we don't know if it's a 6-worm handicap. Donald Trump famously refused to undergo examination by a presidential doctor or whatever the fuck.
Donald Trump having no brain worms would be a bigger surprise than literally any number.
I think, you know, if you ate 5 brain worms, you might be rocking a 3-worm handicap. Okay, buddy. Let's just be realistic. However, still, wow, what a fucking tweet.
And we already know that at least Hunter Biden has 1 worm. Ayo! It's the one from that movie Dune. We've all seen that movie, right? I haven't seen the movie Dune.
Yeah, I love Dune. Dune drugs.
Doing 2 worms at once. Folks, this has been fun. This has been fun. I wasn't feeling great last weekend, but even though I didn't want to do the show, I did miss doing the show. Glad we did the show. Same. I'm glad we did the show. And this was fun. And I will ask, Shane, I know you, I'm talking to our listeners now, Kennedy. Shane, I know you send me stuff every once in a while. But as I said, we are going to be trying to focus less on, you know, not entirely, but, you know, we want to see more weird shit and talk about like weird stories and whatever. So if you happen to see something fucked up, send it our way. You know, you can either just DM us on Twitter or, you know, worstweekend@gmail.com. You know, if you see any weird stories that you would like to hear us,
especially like about, local stories in your town that we might not hear about.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. You know, send it through. You know, we appreciate the help and, you know, we'll be glad to, talk some shit about it. Yeah. Also, you know, keep spreading the show around. You know, we do want to, you know, tell a friend about it. If you have any left, tell a worm about it. If not, we should, if any of our listeners have brain worms, we should be able to get at least 2 listens per time they download it. Cause it's like 1 for the person, 1 for the worm. Wait, CIA brain bugs. Do you think, Kennedy?
What?
I don't know.
Oh, wait. Hang on.
There's something there. We're going to figure it out, but not this week. We've run out of time. I do want to say again, thank you to everybody who reached out and said nice stuff last week. But in the meantime, I also want to say fuck Joe Biden, free Palestine, and never forget. We'll be back next week with some more bad news. Why was that a question?
Why was that a question?
I don't know. Goodbye.